The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray, from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Radio Boomers Live time. Here we are again. Good morning, Retha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
This comes around fast, doesn't it? It's like we finished our show on Monday, and all of a sudden it's Monday again. Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, I have a feeling that has to do with our age, but moving on.
I look at it like that ball that goes around in a funnel, and it goes faster and faster, and then kerplunk. Well, I'll tell you what, Reith, we got, remember these letters, A-L-I-T-H-E-I-A. The Aletheia coin is the thing that's going now for the coins. Go to easywaynetwork.com, Easyway Promotions page, and check all this out. There's pot and there's hot. And there's the in trends and the things that make sense. And the Aletheia coin is, from what I can tell, is the way to go. Retha, how did all that go? I mean, you've been, we only got a second here before moving to our topics, but your auditions, are you ready to rock and roll?
I'm working later this week. I am going to do an episode of Lethal Weapon, so I look forward to doing that this week. And next month, I'm already set up to do a internet soap opera. The soap operas have moved to the internet now, so they're still alive and well. So I'll have more information about that next month. So yeah, I finished the play.
No retirement for Retha. Nope.
Huh?
No retirement for Retha.
No. Betty Davis told me years ago, we asked her, she was doing this horrible movie, and we asked her, Miss Davis, why are you doing this horrible movie? You're such a big star. She said, you stop working, you die. So I've just held that close to me since then. So I'm not going to stop working.
I'm still waiting for that video of Retha jumping out and doing her skydive thing, you know, we're going to put that on the show.
I'm backing off on that a little bit, but that moves us to Hot Topics.
Hot Topic time.
Okay, well.
It's drum roll.
Ripped from the headline. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, my Hot Topic is Me Too Too Much. Somebody's got to say it. At some point, this has got to stop. People used to ask me, because I dabble in politics, why don't you actually run for office? And I would always say, because I have a history. And a lot of it's actually documented on film. And we all have a history. I think the whole Me Too thing has gone a little bit too far. Not to call anyone liars, I'm sure a lot of stuff happened in our past that we regret. It was stupid. But you got to remember, we're the generation that was streaking. We were the love child people. We ran naked through the park. We advocated for a whole bunch of stupid stuff at the time. Now, it's unfortunate that it's coming back and biting people 40 years later. And I'm including everybody in this. Stuff that's been going on and breaking laws, rape is never okay. I'm not saying that. Women should always be believed. But we all did dumb stuff, and I don't think that people should be persecuted for things they did 40 years ago. I don't want to be, and I know I did some stuff. I don't know about you. Maybe you were all, you know, straight and narrow and never did anything, but I did. And I think it's unfortunate. Now, people who broke the law, they need to have some type of punishment, pay retribution, do what's necessary. But I think we're going to get to the point where nobody's going to be able to hold any job ever. Starting forward, hopefully we've learned our lesson. We're going to go back to being civil human beings to one another, and life can go on. But at this point, it's me too much. And Jim, your hot topic.
Sounds good, Reese. You always nail it. I'll tell you what, you tell it like it is. And I don't know, Reese, I don't know if I get a drum roll or that. Oh, that's okay. We don't need a drum roll. So anyway, guys, the Aletheia coin, it's an easy way. Do I hear? Okay, I'm in now. Now I feel good. Okay. The Aletheia coin, it's an Easy Way Promotion client. Be sure to like the Easy Way Promotions page on Facebook to learn all about the action, dignitaries, change makers, royalty billionaires. It's exciting. The Aletheia coin. I'm learning so much about this, and there's ways to go and ways you shouldn't go. And from what I hear, this Aletheia coin is the way to go. Pat it. So, you know, there's so much news I want to cover with you guys. I'll just try to cover a couple of the hot things. There's like 72 I wanted to share, but 1960, about 500,000 teens took a test. Now it could be, what it did is predict the risk of Alzheimer's disease for the future. All right, the test was the Project Talent Test, the largest teen survey ever done. The results are now being used, all these years later, for research into dementia. Tiger's moving along. Tiger Woods completes a monumental comeback from injury. Everybody remembers that. The Town Tour Championships. This was big. Yes, Tiger is back. The most remarkable comeback, they say, in the annals of sports. And it happened Sunday. It happened Sunday at the East Lake Golf Club in Atlanta. Check it out. You know, he shot a 71, but you got to remember he had four back surgeries. And this is a game where you're swinging like crazy. He won 80 tournaments, and he took it, you know. So that's, you got to give this guy credit. Okay, states like Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin are becoming the influx of younger buyers in search for affordable housing. Although many would love to settle in California, of course. Climate 78 degrees all year round, the mountains, the beaches, and so on. Problem is, they say one of the most desirable, South Orange County. Well, average median price home, about $800,000 or more. So you can get a property out there for $200,000. So you can see why. Bill Crosby today about to be sentenced. We got 60 women that accused him of all these situations. So we'll see what happens with that. Baldwin Park had a shooting, drive-by shooting, and we had four people wounded and one critical. And then Minnesota State Representative Jim Kolich suddenly ended his reelection campaign due to allegations from his daughter. And then we got the Castaic Fire, Charlie, burning over 3,000 acres, forcing many, many closures, evacuations, and so on. And then you got to remember the mudslides afterwards. Hurricane Florence, you had the hurricane come in, and it did some damage, but then it calmed down real quick. The problem was afterwards, all the fresh water flooding. We got 45 deaths due so far there, and there's a lot. They say these floods have hit the peaks that they've hit in the past, plus 10 feet in a lot of areas. They went 10 feet over the, you know, the flood times they had in the past. This is a lot of rain. I don't know. We got to see what's going on with this weather. Brett Kavanaugh, future uncertain. What's going on is they'll have the Supreme Court. They're going to determine, the accuser is going to be talking this week about what happened. We're going to hear all that. There's another accuser came forth. So hold on a second. Let's see. Okay.
Jim, I can't believe it. I'm not a golf fan, but I have actually followed Tiger and actually saw him win that game, and it was magnificent. I got to tell you, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and
you did good.
That moves us on to our first commercial.
Commercial time.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You still taking your Boomer Boost?
I did, Reese. And you know what? It's not one of those sugar high things. You know, like, just drink this and you'll get going. It's a natural thing, and it just gives you kind of a natural energy. It feels good. So we got the EasyWay Wall Wreath. It's really growing there. I this thing is really taking off. And I'm going to be being Pauline Crawford, Miss Magical Conversations, after the show. And for she's in a speaking engagement. And so much, Wreath, so much. Influential People Magazine, Heidi Hart's magazine. Did you see all the new stuff? I don't know if you can keep up with all this, Wreath, but it's pretty exciting. Patty Sadler Show and so on and so forth. And they're Alethea Coyne now. It's exciting. And we have an interesting guest coming on. Wreath, I believe you know him, Mr. William Brown. And Bill has been a nonprofit supporter for many years. As far as education goes, he's an advisor and education, nonprofit support. You know, I'm reading the list, and, you know, forget it. It's too long, all the stuff Bill's involved in. But I want to see if we can bring him on here. Bill, you with us?
Can you hear me?
Bill, there you are.
Yes, we can.
You can hear me.
Bill,
Rita, it's always great to hear your voice. And, of course, Jim, just saw him the other day.
Bill, you know Rita Gray, right?
Absolutely. Rita's, I mean, going way back, of course, being in that nice baby boomer age of 70, I followed, it seems like we've grown up together.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. I walked past the mirror the other day, and I saw my grandmother, and I realized it was me. So.
Oh, boy. That tells the whole story right there.
You know when I start feeling older is when I see all these videos I used to watch with these old guys like Roosevelt and Churchill and MacArthur and Eisenhower, and now I'm older than they are, and I'm thinking, like, how'd that happen? You know, when you think about
scary,
it.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
So, William, what have you been up to lately?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, just exciting. Of course, you know, being a member and can call myself a friend to Eric and Jim. And they, you know, I'm on the wall. They've got me promoting a lot of the things I'm doing. And so it's been busy. But, you know, the latest kinds of things that I'm doing, of course, working with Eric with helping fundraising. And that's what I've been doing. Of course, I go back to that industry, you know, when you grow up and you attend Catholic schools, you just learn to give back. I mean, that's the whole thing about it. And following the example of my mom, who I saw just firsthand, you know, there was nothing in the community, certainly in the church, that she wasn't always involved in, whether it was a cookie sale after Mass or this or you know, anything that she could do. So all through high school, she helped with festivals and whatever. And I went to school right here on the east side of Los Angeles, Salesian High School. Shout out for the Mustangs.
And, yeah, Mustangs.
they would, you know, always have events and stuff, and she was always there. So just grew up learning that giving back, and, of course, remember the Boy Scouts, of course, Altar Boy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you were always doing something. And
Bill,
you
work with so many nonprofits, and you're just always going and going. I see you all over the place. We have a lot of meetings. When you were in school, did you go out for the sports? I mean, you support football. Did you? Were you a football guy or baseball? Or
anything? Uh-huh. Yeah. Actually, you know, having a single mom, she was very disciplined about that. But when I got into high school, she wanted to make sure that I got my grades and everything. So I started actually playing when I was a sophomore in high school, and started playing football. Had a wonderful track coach there, Brother Tom Keegan, who you know, just helped me along. You know, sometime when you're 14 years old, you're a little awkward, you're trying to get everything together, but he got me going in track and field. And you know, I wasn't the fastest person in the campus at all, and I looked at these seniors and juniors and how fast, and I said, wow, you know, how could I ever do that? And it's funny how you grow into those things. And he just said, hey, come on out every day, do exactly what I tell you, you know. And lo and behold, when I was a junior and senior, you know, most valuable athlete, all league honors, all those kind of things came just by...
I know,
by...
you still wear your medals today when I see you got all these medals hanging over you.
Hey, well, there you go. And, you know, those years were kind of tough between 1962 and, you know, 66. You know, a lot of things were going on in the city of Los Angeles, the world, the Vietnam War, this, that, and the other, all the things that were going on. So, and then kind of discord in the city, and so those sports really kept me focused. So that's why I'm so dedicated to it today.
I want to touch on something real quick, and then I want to ask you about the issues with the kids. And I have an old friend. He was the founder of Better Visions for Children, and also the creator of the Help I Fall and I Can't Get Up Medical Alert. Very smart individual. He graduated MIT. Many, many years ago. His name is Tom Catalogo. And
sure.
I shared with you, I talk with him about every day. And I had yesterday's call was a little funny. And I said, what's the deal? And he said, well, I don't know, I'm a little weak, and I'm tipping over. So Ann and I took him to the emergency room last night. And, you know, he's 92, 94, whatever.
In 92, yeah.
Yeah, the day before.
When you get into those ages.
Yeah, it's irrelevant. But the day before, I don't know if I shared this with you, I took him to the USS Midway carrier in San Diego, and he was actually like a celebrity there because nobody else around was actually on that ship. He was on it working on the radar system in 1945 when I was first commissioned. And I went on stage and got the microphone from the MC, and I introduced him. And afterwards, everybody was lining up to get a picture with him. He loved it. You can see the glow on his face. And they had the circle, you know, Bill and Rita, how they do the circle and the people go out one at a time and do their fancy dancing. Well, on the top of the carrier, they were doing that. And I brought Tom in the center, and he starts moving around a little bit. And this girl came up, started dancing with him. So here he is 75 years later after, you know, being there in 45, the war and all. And now he's dancing on the top of the car. And little did he know, he would be there 75 years later and the following day. Maybe it was too much. I don't know. But he's
well,
right
well,
now.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that and sharing that this morning. We were just talking with him sitting down last week. And, of course, now he's kind of moved down to the coast right there, Dana Point.
Yeah, Dana Point.
What a wonderful, I mean, this is a
amazing,
giving guy that, I mean, Tom, you can't ask for a more dedicated guy. Those are the kind of nonprofits that I feel so dedicated to work with. I mean, here's a guy, he puts everything into it. You know, all of his time, earnings, whatever it is, he's right there. And such a simple thing that we don't sometimes realize. From 6 months old to 6 years old, we should just be checking our children's eyes. It's actually a law in many places. We should, you know, the diseases and problems that we can prevent are worth literally billions to our country if we simply
Jimmy
just
Carter, President
did
Carter,
that one thing.
Grandkids, they both had that disease and lost their sight. But he's doing fine. He's he just was dehydrated and everything, so he just let everybody know he's doing fine. He's
oh yeah, I'll see him later today. But what an energetic guy at 92.
Everybody wants to know, like, you deal with education so deeply with the kids and everything in the sports. What do you see on the sidelines, Bill, as far as what's going on? Do you see any effects of the kind of world we're living in today, or the, you know, you remember the issues they had back in the 60s? All right, what's going on today with the kids? Is there, you still got the drugs out there and all that?
Here's the beautiful thing about, you know, sports that I've stuck with the whole thing. And in my background, you know, you grew up in Los Angeles. It was in, you know, born in 48, and you kind of go through and you see the civil rights things going and all the some of the discord. But the thing is that the first thing that I realized when I was 11, 12, 13 years old, fairness, you know, I mean, you're running in a track meet, you're playing baseball, you're playing football. I thought in my mind, of course, 11, 12 years old, that was the fairest thing in the world. I mean, I just said, well, you know, you run in a race and you win the race and that's it. There's no, you know, there's no,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't, it was so pure and simple in my mind. And
everybody didn't get a trophy. Some people won, and some people lost, and you learned how to be a good loser.
Exactly. That's so important. And so when I look at it that way, I go, you know, if we would just on the positive things that this country and this world do, because keep in mind, yes, there's, what, 6-7 billion people in the world right now?
Yeah.
You know, when I wake up in the morning, I know that 90% of those billions are going to get up and do something good. They're going to get up and do the right thing. There's a few, when you look at the whole scope, that aren't going to do some good things. But I, you know, first responsibility, of course, is ourselves. If I choose to do the right thing, then that's just one more person doing the right thing. And so when I see sports on the sideline, just think of all the heavy things going on. But yet and still, you can turn on the TV, and these young kids from Little League, when they're in the Little League World Champions, congratulations to Hawaii this year for winning the world. But think about these kids for a few hours that go out, that can forget about the diseases, forget about the wars, forget about, you know, fighting. And they They're participating in a sport.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's – and that goes all the way up to even, you know, when I talk to professional ball players, the biggest thing they miss is that space of time when they're interacting with their teammates and they're on the field. You can't have a fleeting thought out there. It's too crucial.
They're
if somebody's throwing a fastball at you at 95 miles an hour, you have to concentrate. Or
oh,
if
yeah.
you're
I,
playing
I did,
football.
I did one time, and I got hit in the eye when I was in Cub Scout camp.
Well, there you go. But I think that what goes on the football field and what goes on in the baseball field and the soccer and when I, of course, I dealt a lot with the and still dealing a lot with the Olympic Games. When 202 countries can come together and realize that they can get along in the Olympic Village and do the things, and thank goodness it's coming back to Los Angeles, 2028. I mean,
hopefully
here
we're
we have
here.
The Olympic Games.
Hopefully it won't be here that quick. Wow.
That's coming back.
To 80s.
Exactly. But when, you know, it gives me hope when I see people like Tom Cataldo. And, you know, still energetic and positive at 92, you know, it gives you a little
his
hope.
His complaints aren't now that we're not taking him out to dance and we're not bringing our tennis rackets when we go over there. You know,
exactly.
Come on, Tom. Slow down a little bit here.
Tom, you know, let's he's going to probably tell me that today, you know. What a wonderful situation.
We want to thank you for coming out. We're running out of time. I don't want to cut in a Carmelita. Time.
No
but,
problem.
I want to have you on again because you cover so many bases. And is there a way
and just
you want
from a personal standpoint,
you?
Boomers Boost, absolutely.
Oh,
believe
yeah.
in it. Take it. It's great. And you, everybody can get a hold of me, of course, at Easy Way Broadcasting, Bill Brown, you know, coach, you know, free half-hour consultation with anybody who calls.
All right, Bill, thank you for coming on again, and we'll be seeing you shortly.
Absolutely. See you later on.
So
great
much.
Talking
right, thank you,
to
Bill.
You.
We got absolutely. Hope to see you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Time goes by so fast. Bill's got so much to share, but unfortunately, we've got to move along.
And Carmelita always has a great guest, so we're moving on to Carmelita's Corner right after this word from
break.
Our sponsors.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, alrighty now. Here we are again. We woke up another day. Hallelujah. Well, my friends, I just want to welcome another beautiful friend on to Carmelita's Corner. She has so much going on, and she is a picture of beauty to look at. I welcome Galina Capani. Good morning, Galina.
Hi, Carmelita. Good morning.
Yes, isn't it a good morning?
Your radio looks great.
Yes. Well, I understand that you are visiting Seattle now, right?
Yes, I was visiting Seattle, and we continue to work Los Angeles, Seattle.
Oh, boy. Well, you're a busy lady, so I'm just a little bit curious. What's going on in Seattle?
In Seattle, we make international talent show with some artists, and this is great weather, people very nice, beautiful event, you know.
Oh,
and,
really?
Very soon I continue to make my another event in Los Angeles. Like also I go to International Beauty Pageant, who is director Marlena. I like just to see this beautiful event together with you.
Well, I'm so happy to have you on board, and I'm very proud to say that I have been a sponsor of sorts of your participation, and I'm just happy that you decided to join us this year. It's a really wonderful event, and you meet so many great ladies from around the world, and you make friendships, and all of these women are doing great things for humanity. So I'm also looking forward to returning to the Queen Mary. That's where all the action is going to be. And Marlena has extended my title to another year, so who knows what's in store. I can't believe it, you know. I will continue on with being a part of the Woman of Pageant. It's just a nice journey. Last night, my husband and I represented because I was wearing my crown and banner to the HAL Awards. That's the big event that Janie Bradford, one of the premier members of Motown, puts on every year. And she hosts the names that we're all familiar with. So, you know, I said, well, before I leave, I want to make it a point to get a photograph with Berry Gordy, and I did. So it was just a wonderful event. I met so many great people, some I knew already, but it's something that is worth looking forward to. So anyway, I told them about the event coming up. Also, of course, you know, on the Queen Mary, I mentioned you to some of the people. You're an example of the type of person that we're looking for. So,
thank you.
So again, I'm so happy that you're going to be a part of it. Have you been working on your presentation? I know you're going for the talent part. Is, you know, there are three different categories for the judges to review, and one of them is talent. Can you tell our listening audience what you're planning to do for the judges?
First, my company work and doing events, and also in future I want to do beauty pageants, Miss Fashion Queen, Mr. Fashion King. My company like work already more than 1 year, DC Entertainment. And I like to tell for judges to be just nice for all talents, because each girl want to show your talents, your beauty. And like me, I'm all my life, most like 25 years, I work in beauty, and I like makeup, I like to take care of myself, of my skin. And I think I will be perfecting this show.
Oh, I think
and
so,
I
too.
I will be with some title. Yeah.
And also, I think you have a very good chance, Galina, of getting a title, too.
Yeah, I think so. I want to show my native country, Russia, like modeling with costume Russia. And also fitness, I show my fitness, I show my elegant dress, evening gown, and I just think I will be very happy to participate in this beautiful event, Queen Mary in Long Beach, and I want to invite all the people who know me and who want to see me in this event, welcome, and just to be in contact with me. Because I need minimum like 10 people or more, and judges of course will be see all my beauty, and I think the life very beautiful. If I believe life is like boomerang, like if you give good, you will be get good present too.
That's called karma. That's called karma. What goes around comes around.
Yes, and I love to to help people, to help nice people, and to be around this kind of beautiful people. Yeah, and this is for me like will be great lesson again to participate in this show with new people to see beautiful girls from all the country who will become in this event. Yeah, just good luck for everyone and big success.
Yes, and you are. I know you said that you lived in Israel for a while, but your original country is Russia. What part of Russia were you born in?
I was born close to Moscow in a big city, Samara. This is Samara, beautiful city in River Volga. Yeah, I was growing in this place, and I was married and make family, and after I was immigrate to Israel. And in Israel, I was live around 20 years. Yes, and after Israel, I come to America, to United States, to Golden State, California.
Well, you are very adventurous and very bold. I mean, to leave your home country and make a new life, not only in America, but also in Israel. I think it takes a lot of courage and a lot of faith because you don't know what to expect. But I assume that you must be guided by that same star that I believe is the higher power, most of us call God. And apparently it's leading you in the right direction because you're doing marvelous things for the community. I congratulate you on GC Entertainment. This is a very big achievement because of what you're doing for other ladies to uplift them and to give them an audience in which they can be seen and heard and also for them to continue with their platforms. The Woman of Achievement has platforms that each entrant presents of what they're doing for humanity. And, you know, like, for example, I met Miss Vietnam, who, by the way, comes to us by way of Europe. She has settled, I believe it's in Norway. But she was born in Vietnam, and she was very concerned about the orphans there, you know. And so that's what her platform is to place these orphans with caring parents. So many of them have platforms that are really wonderful. So I know that you're going to do a great job. I'm glad I nominated you. And we're going to have a great time on the Queen Mary. We're going to be merry on the Queen Mary. So there's
Yes, there's many things going on beginning on the 27th. That is mostly for the contestants such as yourself. Are you planning to go on the Diana tour?
Yes, I want to see this beautiful museum, Diana tour. I never was. I want to see it. I very respect Diana. She was a very beautiful princess.
Yes.
And very intelligent woman, very attractive person. Yeah, I would be like to go to see this. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it last year. In fact, you're very fortunate because I believe it's leaving after this year, and you're going to be able to see it. It's very quite extensive. It has all her personal artifacts. There are several videos that you can watch, and it really puts you in place there in England where you can see how all of this has taken place in her lifetime. So anyway, before we go, I would like for you to tell them about your upcoming event. I believe it's October 14th. Is that it? At the Celebrity Center in Hollywood?
Yes, in October 14th in Celebrity Center, the Manor Hotel will be international talent competition show. I'm invite all people in the world to participate. People can, like artists, singers, dancers, models, designers, can to show their talent, and will be judges who will be give scores, and I think will be a lot of winners. Also, we will be doing a beautiful red carpet with famous photographers Hollywood. Also, we're doing a video, and the video clip will be go to my channel, GC Entertainment, channel TV. In YouTube, and I invite everyone to participate to show talent. And I want just to tell people don't need afraid to go to show their talent. Just to believe in yourself and learn more about everything. And you all, of course, will get some diploma or present or trophy. And will be get certified, like to be always kind and never give up.
That's right. You never give up. And it's he who stays in line last who wins. So, I mean, there's always challenges ahead, but we have to keep the faith. If you have a dream, you just keep your eye on that star and just keep your feet moving, regardless of whatever challenges come your way. And before we leave, can you please tell the people how they can participate and how they can get the tickets to go?
Yes, they need to call me. My telephone number is 323-356-8219. Or just contact with me in Facebook, in Messenger. I will be get all information. Tickets, they can to buy from me or from my Miss Fashion Queen girls. Contact with them, with Margarita, with Mariana, and another people who work with me. This is event will be something special because during the year I was trying to make similar events, like to bring beautiful and talented people, singers and dancers in my event. Like in Halloween event, we work with 12 people, 12 artists. And in my birthday in June, we also take another 12 people. And in this event, I think will be maybe 40 artists. 40 people participating in this talent show, and the ticket will be cost $25. Welcome, just call me, and I give this ticket for people. You know.
Okay, I want to tell people how to spell your name. Is G as in good, A L as in love, I N as in now, A as in apple, Galina. And Campani is C as in Charlie, A, P, Pani, correct?
Yeah, Galina Kapani. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, and then that way they can look you up on Facebook and message you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're getting a applause, so I'm sure that that is our signal to continue our journey today. And have a beautiful, beautiful day, Galina.
Thank you, Carmelita, and I wish we continue to talk later in your radio.
Okie doke. We'll see each other on the boat this weekend.
Smartphone, cell phone,
good luck.
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I've just got a few tips today for tech time. I had a friend that I needed to send some money to, and I tell my friends all the time, you need, or first of all, somebody needed to send me the money, and then I needed to send it to somebody else. And the first person told me, I don't know how to send money over the phone, over the cell phone. And it's really easy. There are a lot of apps like PayPal or Cash App. There are a bunch of apps that you can use, even your own bank, Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. They all have apps where you can just send money. You either need the email address or the phone number of the person, and they just need to have the app set up on their phone, and it'll go directly to their bank. They encrypt it so nobody can steal your banking information, but it goes from one bank to the other. So while the first person had to meet me, give me cash, all I had to do was go on my phone and put in the email address. It already had a account set up for her. The money transferred straight into her bank. Yes, you need to be careful about your banking information, but if you're really concerned, go through your banking app. They already have your information online. People think, oh, I'm not going to do it because I don't want my information online. Your information's already online. Website, download the secure app. You can send money to your grandchildren, to your children, to your friends. You're out for dinner. You want to split the check, but everybody's got cards. You can just directly send the money to one person so they can put it all on their card. But the money will already be in the bank. Doesn't it infuriate you? You go out to dinner and say, oh, I'll pay you back tomorrow, and you don't see him for 3 weeks. This way you can do it right on the spot. So don't be afraid to transfer money. Next of all, the Apple iPhone 10, the official 10, is out now. They said the lines were shorter. I'm sure it's because those of us that bought the last 10 aren't going to buy another phone in a year later. The vote isn't in on it yet. I don't think I've downloaded the new software yet because the phones aren't out yet. So they were lining up. I guess they pre-ordered them. But at any rate, I don't have a review on it, but they say the lines were shorter. And I always tell everybody, if you bought a phone last year, you don't need to buy another one this year, especially $1,100 worth of telephone. Although I did buy the 10. But that phone is out. If you're still operating with a 4 or a 5, you might want to look into it, though. And it is fall, and every season I try to tell you, remember to back up your software and your phone numbers and all of your important data on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone. There was a day when you lost your phone or you lost your electronic device of any sort, all your data was gone because we didn't know how to back it up. I don't even know if we had a way to back it up. Now there's no excuse. Put it on the cloud. You can have all your documents, all your pictures, all your apps, all your everything up in the cloud. If anything happens to your device, you're safe. You just go get a new device and you can download it all back. So if you don't do it on a regular basis, which you should daily, at least remember to do it 4 times a year. So as we fall into fall all of your information up to the cloud onto a backup drive. Have it stored at least one and, if possible, two different places so you never are without your information. And that's my tech time for today.
Okay, baby boomer, it's time for Jim.
Well, Irene, do I agree with you? It saves a lot of frustration I see people have when we talk to them. They go, oh, my God, I lost this, and this didn't, you know, they lose it on the computer, and they don't have backup. So I checked on an article. I want to look at some of the stuff going on as, you know, Bill's involved with this. Thank you, Bill, for coming on. Some of the issues that are facing youth, and I went to top10s.net, and society is recognizing serious concerns with the issues that kids deal with in today's world. And I'm going to hit you with some of the top 10 issues that we got here. So let's see. We have number one, they have single-parent households. The problem begins at home. Since the 1950s, the number of single-parent homes has consistently increased to the point of catastrophe. Today, 14 million single parents are responsible for 28 million children. Raising a child is difficult enough in a two-parent home, especially in these economic times. But with one, it's even more difficult. Number nine, drug and alcohol abuse. There was a time in cinematic history where virtually every actor and actress was portrayed on screen with a cigarette. You remember that, Reith? Smoking, it was cool. You know, that's the way. That's what everybody did. I mean, everything you had, there was a commercial in there. So these are the things, you know, the smoking is a bad one. And then we got the drugs and so on. Well, we're going to go on that another time. But the number bears 21% of high school seniors said that they get high 41%, you know, 41% of the time. And the group, the same amount of number with drinking alcohol. These numbers are ridiculous. Growing up too fast. There was a time when kids enjoyed being kids. Today, even at the earliest ages, children are partaking in adult activities with serious consequences. I've always said, don't push them too fast. Similar to what we see with alcohol and drugs. Sex is very popular, portrayed subject matter, you know, with the movies, the internet, so on and so forth, with the connotations of, you know, the promiscuous stuff, and they're pushing it too fast. Violence in schools, a child's education is the foundation from which he or she will be able to go forth out in the world and build a life. Schools play a major role in this endeavor, and therefore it is reasonable to expect that these places of learning would be safe havens for children while they are preparing for adulthood. Unfortunately, this is not the case. And it goes into statistics about bullying. 284 kids were murdered, and the violence, and you know, the videotaping. They have some schools that they have to have the electronic surveillance and everything. Materialism. We live in a society that promotes materialism, and so we perpetuate this particular malady by instilling bad habits with our children. We teach our children that the measure of success and happiness in life is how much stuff you have. And believe me, Reith and I know this, you don't want a lot of stuff. It's a pain in the neck. Can't even open up your closet. Kids naturally want things, especially if their friends have something. I know somebody that when they turned 16, their grandfather bought him a brand new Maserati for $320,000 cash. 16 years old with a powerful motor like that. Number five is obesity. And our kids, overweight, it's a growing problem. Recently, numbers show that 20% of American children are obese. Not chubby, obese. Video games, TV, sitting around, et cetera, et cetera. Well, a long time ago, we used to go out, get together with 30 or 40 kids and play a game called Pom Pom, where they'd run back and forth. And every time they ran back and forth, you'd have to tackle them. You know, one would start out, and then he would tackle somebody, and then the group would come back and forth, and baseball and all the games we played, soccer. And now they're sitting around and they're eating and they're playing these video games. Education disparity. Education is important. Few people would dispute that this fact, a good education in comparison to a bad one, will provide a child with increased chance of taking advantage of opportunities in a successful life. Unfortunately, some people have it better than others. This is not an issue of just a school being better than another school. Rather, we are talking about whole classes of American children being denied the proper education. And we're having meetings about this. So this is, go to the Easy Way that we're talking about. Go to the Easy Way Promotions and easywaynetwork.com and see all the stuff we're doing with education. And then we got poverty. The issue of the federal poverty level is astronomical. You got all the kids that can't even go to school, and then I'm out of time here. So erosion of national pride and identity, and so on. So these are issues that the young kids have today, and Bill was touching on some of these. So we have to move along now, Reith. We're running out of time, but these are just some of the things that kids face in today's society. And there's more, but I just gave you the top 10. Okay, are we still there?
Yeah, I used to say when I was growing up, he who dies with the most toys wins.
Yeah.
That is not true. That is not true. He who dies knowing God, first of all, and has a happy life wins. And that doesn't always mean the most toys.
That's true, but... we got the, remember what I told you, ALITHEIA, Alithea coin. You can go to Easy Way Promotions and easywaynetwork.com and go to the Easy Way Promotions page and check all this out. This is exciting. All this is so exciting. And I didn't really understand a lot of it, but I know you have to go for the quality. Otherwise, you can waste your money. And this is a coin, the Alithea coin, did their homework, and they did it right. And now it's becoming the top in this world. And then we have, I want you guys to take some time. And, Reith and I talk about health and everything, and we've got... our Boomer Boost, we don't just talk about this stuff. This stuff works. I mean, I feel better. Boomerboost.easywayhealth.com and easywayradio.com. And we got Reith and I on Radio Boomers Live. We got the Patty Sadler Show, Coach the World with Jesse, the Influential People Magazine. And I'm reading that. Reith, I'll be meeting with Pauline Crawford, Miss Magical Conversations, this afternoon. And Reith, I don't know if you're going to Mary Crowley's Freedom Ball on October 12th to fight sex trafficking, but that's October 12th. Dr. Gregory Brown, New Mind, New Body. I read that too. I'm like, that is really on point, because the body and the mind, that's what got me through a lot of this stuff. Text Easy Way to 55678. And Ready for Retirement, Chris Miller. That book I wish I read 30 years ago, believe me, and the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And Reith, I believe you're on that wall, and that is growing leaps and bounds. And I think with that, we're about out of time, guys. So Radio Boomers Live, easywayradio.com, easywaynetwork.com, and all that, Reith, I'll tell you, there's so much going on. Eric works hard, and he is excited about what he's doing for everybody and the clients. That's what turns him on, is when he sees that he's helping somebody, and he is helping and changing lives of a lot of people. So I think I'm going to sign off. Radio Boomers Live out. See you next Monday, guys.
We will be back Monday at 10 a.m. right here, the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Hope to see you then.
We will be back. Stay healthy. Keep moving.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, Easy Way Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the EasyWay Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.